With all that artistry and attitude, it's no wonder that design shows are so much fun.
I'm just going on record, I hate it.
I'm just so upset right now.
But what if these people are actually putting your life and even the president's life at risk?
We can't figure out how we're actually hurting the consumer.
Natasha Lima Yance has been an interior designer for more than 20 years.
I think certain people have a gift, and Natasha has that gift.
Angie Stoker hired Yance to design her home.
My home is fabulous. She brought so much warmth to it.
Yance started her own business and is president of the Designer Society of America. She has an extensive portfolio and magazine features. What she doesn't have is a state license.
I'm not sure if we did ask her if she was licensed.
Should Yance have been forced to go through an extensive licensing process?
I felt compelled to sponsor the Alabama Interior Design Consumer Protection Act. The act ensures the health, safety, and welfare of the consumer in the state of Alabama.
Under the Alabama law, moving a throw pillow could get you hard time. Practice interior design without a license, and you could spend up to a year in jail.
The public has a right to know when they hire an interior designer that they are hiring a qualified professional.
Why the stiff penalties? It's to protect consumers, says ASID, the American Society of Interior Designers, an industry group that lobbies for licensing laws.
Interior design is more than meets the eye.
This ASID video suggests that licensed interior designers are uniquely qualified to undertake important jobs like designing kid-friendly library rooms.
The children's area employs brighter colors and smaller scale furnishings so that children are naturally attracted to the space.
Apparently, only government-certified interior designers know that kids like kid-sized furniture. Just imagine what an unlicensed designer might have done. But the bigger issue is safety. This list, 10 Ways Interior Designers Save Lives, was compiled by another group that pushes for licensing laws. Did you know that painting prison cells pink saves lives? Because the color temporarily neutralizes anger and aggression. Notice you never see any pink during prison riots. The same group implies that confusing floor patterns and other items installed by unlicensed designers cause 11,000 deaths each year.
Every decision an interior designer makes affects the health, safety, and welfare of the public.
Really? Does every decision affect health and safety? Well, yeah. Just look at what happens when an unlicensed person like me attempts interior design.
Yance's Alabama counterparts no longer have to worry about being jailed because that law was recently declared unconstitutional. But 22 states and the District of Columbia regulate interior designers. In Yance's state of Florida, designers must get licenses or face stiff restrictions on what they can do. For instance, unlicensed designers may work on homes, but not businesses. Speech is also restricted. Simply calling yourself an interior designer can get you into trouble.
That was the catalyst for this entire mess.
The catalyst was an ad in Lincoln Road magazine. The magazine published the ad for free in exchange for work Yance agreed to do later. Yance says she did not create the ad or write the copy. All that was done by the magazine staff. She didn't even see the ad until the issue was published.
They ran the ad, and they put that I was an award-winning interior designer.
Florida's Board of Architecture and Interior Design saw the ad and launched a legal case against Yance.
I said, she's a bad girl. She's calling herself an interior designer.
That led to one count against Yance. Offering crown molding and related services got her another count.
Anybody can walk into Home Depot, anybody, and can buy crown molding. And if they're smart enough, they can install it themselves.
All in all, she faced five counts, $25,000 in fines, and the possibility she feared most, the end of the career she loved.
I received a cease and desist letter to stop designing. I couldn't breathe. I was crying so much.
Why not just get a license? Well, she'd have to graduate from a government-approved college, complete an apprenticeship program, and pass a long government-approved test. The whole process could cost her 6 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
I was chosen by America to be the host of my own series.
So many of America's favorite designers are unlicensed. Are they putting lives at risk?
Good morning. It's Oprah and Nate.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe the president put his own life at risk when he chose the White House interior designer.
He can choose absolutely anybody he wants, but he's going based on talent and dedication. And he's chosen Michael Smith.
Michael Smith may be talented and dedicated, but he's also unlicensed. Secret Service agents will jump between the president and a bullet. So why don't they jump between Obama and his interior designer?
It's good enough for the White House. I think it should be good enough for the rest of us.
But what about all those maimed and mangled bodies? I wanted to ask ASID to name some victims of unlicensed interior design, but no one there was available for an interview.
Free to design! Free to design!
I did, however, find an answer in the Lone Star State.
A group of unlicensed designers saying there's a bill in the legislature that would make their jobs illegal.
Whether it happens this session or not, it will happen. We will be licensed.
Marilyn Roberts helped draw up the plans for this legislation. She says it's to protect the public safety, to ensure public places are designed by people who know safety code.
Are there any examples in Texas where there has been some sort of a safety problem because somebody that wasn't a licensed designer designed?
Actually, there are not things that I can document right now. There have been all sorts of situations where people slip on the floor in a public building.
Well, even if people aren't getting slaughtered by unlicensed interior designers, what about quality of work? How are consumers supposed to know who's good without the politician's stamp of approval?
Sometimes that piece of paper, I'm not sure how important it is. As long as they have the tenacity, they have the experience. Natasha had the experience that I saw in the portfolio. I liked what she did. She has a great vision. And then the end result is something that my husband and I are thrilled with.
Is Angie Stoker's experience typical? Well, it turns out that states with strict licensing regulations have more customer complaints than states with no regulation. So if licensing laws don't help consumers, why do groups like ASID keep pushing for them?
I hate to say this, but the only thing I can come to is profit, to get rid of competition.
You make more money if you have less competition. And this Institute for Justice study finds that licensing laws are especially likely to exclude minorities and older workers from careers in interior design.
Yance recently relocated to rural Georgia for her husband's cattle ranching job. She had hoped to travel back and forth to nearby Florida to practice her passion. And although regulators reduced her fine substantially, she's too afraid of prosecution to go back.
It's just made me rethink everything because I always thought that the government protected you.
She can't afford the time and money it would take to get a license in Florida. And designing in Georgia would mean starting all over in an area with more cows than potential customers.
Plus, Georgia regulates interior design. So if Yance does start a new business in the Peach State, a new band of politicians might put her through the same old hassles. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.